When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lunch with Leah, episode 310.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday noon. Your day is just starting because until I come on to talk to you and start your day, it is not yet started. Well, so last week, oh my God. So 12 o'clock here is 9 o'clock in LA. So I literally dragged myself out of bed. Ronnie's at the door. We turned on the thing and we just started talking. It was really ridiculous. But Ronnie is so funny. Do you think he's hilarious or
we
is it me?
I love Ronnie.
I know.
He is so fun.
But next time I at least have to comb my hair. I mean, it's really hard at 9 in the morning for me. I'm not a morning riser, Jason, am I?
Definitely not.
I'm like at 2 in the morning kind of stop girl and then sleep late. But anyway, so that was so funny. We had to do it at 9. But I didn't worry about the show that much because Ronnie has got so many stories. He's such a character. He's got so many imitations from Watch What Crappens. I was like, it doesn't matter. I'll just show up and he'll carry the show. And he did. He hijacked it. And then he goes, well, don't ask terrorists on the plane and then expect them not to blow it up. It was so funny. Anyway, so last week I went to LA for 5 days. I had this project in my yard I was doing, and I was hell-bent that I was going to finish it by Friday. So Gage came over and saw it. He goes, oh, my God, Leah, this is a 30-day project. You need to get an extension to finish it. I'm like, nope, I'm going to finish it by Friday. And then Tyler, who works for Jeff, came and says, God, you'll never finish this. And then Tyler told Brendan, she will never finish that by Friday. She's going to have to come back Thanksgiving and finish it. And guess what? 3 o'clock Friday, I was done. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
That's great.
I pushed everybody from 7 in the morning until literally, they usually leave at 4:30. I locked the gate, and I said, I can't find the key, so you guys just keep working. And then I ordered pizza, and I kept them there. I got them. So anyway, who did I see in L.A.? Well, of course, I saw Ronnie. I did not get to see the girls because they were on a cruise doing their comedy routine from Dumb Gay Politics, which is a fabulous podcast if you haven't seen or listened to it. I saw Jeff. I saw Gage. I saw Brendan from E!. Oh, my God. Brendan, he moved literally 2 blocks from me. So you go down the hill. He lives literally across the street from the London Hotel. You can walk there. So now he doesn't need Uber. So now, of course, life is easy. You just get out and walk to anywhere you want in West Hollywood. So that was fun. So I met him a couple of times. Honestly, I did not leave my house except to go out a couple of times at night for like an hour down the hill. I met one friend at the Beverly Hills Hotel for like an hour because we just had talk about gossip and politics. But other than that, I really did work. I saw Sherry Michael. Remember Sherry Michael from season one?
Yes.
You know, I stay in touch with them and from season one of The Housewives. And so she's now working, and I forget, with some big production company, and he's got all kinds of things going on. So they came and met us because she texted me, well, I know you're in town. Can't we get together? I'm like, I can't. I can't even move. I'm so tired. But I am going to meet Brendan and Ronnie down the hill for, like, something really easy to eat and, like, I guess they'll have wine. And well, Ronnie, he was, like, on his fifth martini by the time I sat down. If I drank 5 martinis, I would be carried out. I mean, honestly, a half a glass of wine, I was going to sleep. But anyway, and so they came because they were at an art gallery on Robertson. So they came over and we gossiped with them. They're always so much fun. And that was what's going on. Then I went on Jeff's radio show twice. Oh, my God, my big mouth. First of all, The first time I went on, it was just me and Jeff and Gage. So we're talking it up 90 miles an hour and everything's fine. But the next time we go on, it was Cheyenne Jackson, who is, oh my God, a gorgeous hunk. He is absolutely gorgeous. And I mean, he's gay, but I might be inclined to just turn him straight. I mean, he's really cute. He's a great Broadway singer. He's a great actor. He's a great everything. He's been in films. He's been in television. He's been on the horror movies. I'm not going to repeat that. He's fabulous. And I made some stupid remark about what they were talking about, Kendall Jenner, that this guy scaling the wall and trying to break in. And I said, and Jeff said, well, if I were her, I'd leave the door cracked. And I'd be sitting in the living room with a gun. And when they walked in, I'd shoot him. And he goes, wouldn't everybody do that? And I was like, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. And then I made the comment. I said, but, you know, some of these cops have done it to these little black teenagers. And Jeff was shocked. His face turned white. And then, of course, I get all of this criticism about it. But the truth is, there's numerous cases where these little black kids have been unarmed and been shot by the cops. Now, I love the cops. I've saved my life in California. I've got the best one in my neighborhood here. Yesterday, I saw on YouTube, there was a cop, this kid was throwing the football up in the air and catching himself. He pulled on the side of the road and played catch with the kid. I love them, but let's be honest. I mean, I saw yesterday also online where one of them was punching this guy on the ground who had nothing. I saw him holding his 14-year-old girl down and punching her. So some of them abuse, you know, their power. So I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But anyway, so that stirred up a shit show, but whatever. You know what Rush always said? Just don't be boring. So I guess I wasn't. So meanwhile, I was on the way. I was going to the airport. So I call the Uber driver. Of course, I like to get the best car to go to the airport because it's safer. So I don't want to get a little car to go to the airport. So I get the nice car, and this guy shows up, and he waits for me in the front for 10 minutes. This is like at the crack of dawn. I was so tired when I get home. I literally just couldn't even breathe. So I was reading my emails and doing my texts and doing all my stuff. And, you know, I'm not a morning person. I can't think in the morning. So the guy opens his glove box and says, would you like a piece of Armenian candy, chocolate? So I said, sure. And I took it. And I realized, then he started talking. He's like, oh, I hope you like the chocolate. So I said, oh, where are you from, Armenia? He goes, yeah. So I started talking to him, which I really was not in the mood to talk because I can't get going in the morning. Well, I found he's a very fascinating guy. He came over here with a chemical engineer degree from Armenia, and he's driving an Uber full time. He's got a wife and a four-month-old and a four-year-old. And he came here because the rest of his family was here, and his wife was an accountant over there, so she's going to school. And when she finishes getting her U.S. accounting degree in 2 years, then he's going to go back and transfer his chemical engineer degree from Armenia over here so they can get, you know, create a life together. And so I realized then, because I said, did you speak English when you got here? And he said, no, you know, I didn't speak one word of English when I came. And he really speaks very good English. And I said, my God, in a year and a half, you've really mastered the English language. And he said, well, yeah, I use the Uber job to practice my English. So I realized that giving that chocolate was like his way of starting a conversation so the people would talk with him so he could practice his English. And then I felt like such a piece of, I'm like, you know, here I was getting in the car going, I don't even bother. And then I realized what he was doing, and I gave him a really big tip. But anyway, you know, people don't realize these are hardworking, educated people that come over here that just want an opportunity, and we can't just turn our back on them like that. And I just was like, you know, his wife's working and taking care of the baby, going to school. He's driving an Uber. He's also learning English. He's trying to get his chemical engineer job here. His mother lives here helping with the baby. I mean, can you imagine the struggles that people like that have? And we just take it all for granted. So anyway, it was my little personal lesson that day is, you know, always just be open to how you can contribute to somebody because it comes in strange ways. Anyway, so then I came back that night. I was so tired I couldn't breathe. I flew in. I always feel filthy dirty when I'm off the plane. The first thing I do, I took the taxi to the hair salon and got my hair washed. And then because I was so busy. I was literally so busy in LA that I didn't want to take a minute to do that. Well, I did take one day for 35 minutes. I gave the guys a 40-minute break. I ordered the pizza. I ran back. I said, I'll be back in 35 to 40 minutes. I got back in 40 minutes, and they were still eating their pizza. I said, lunch is over. Let's go. And so I did do once, but then I came in. I took the taxi straight to get my hair done. The guy was waiting on me. Got my hair done. I went home, took a quick bath, got dressed, and Roy and Roy Jr. wanted to go out to dinner. I just wanted to go eat somewhere easy. Of course, Roy had to make a fancy restaurant to celebrate me coming back in town. I was just like, oh, my God, I just wanted to go to Denny's. But anyway, so I did that. And then I was so wound up because I did not sleep the whole week when I was in L.A. because I couldn't figure out how to set the alarm because you had to bypass one of the windows. And I didn't have the dog with me to bark if anybody came up. So I didn't sleep. I worked 12 hours a day. I was so exhausted. I got back. Next morning, I wake up, and what do? The jewelry show was only left Sunday and Monday, so I sprint to the jewelry show. And, of course, I'm not going to miss that. And so I bought up. I had a little list of stuff to buy, something for Jeff's daughters, one thing for my sister, one thing for my other sister, one thing for my niece, blah, blah, blah. But look at me going to do good deeds and buying everything wholesale for other people and buying product for the showroom here. I stumble on to some Tiffany-signed earrings for, I'm going to say, 10% of the value. And, of course, I bought those for myself, little pearl. Like, I need another pair of gold and pearl earrings. But they were signed to Tiffany, so I did that. And then that Uber driver, oh, I was so annoyed. You know, I had Donna Shalala event at the house at 6 o'clock. Thank God Jason and everybody put it together, but I had to get home to help get the house in order and put out the food and everything. So I left there. I was going to leave there no matter what at 4, try to be home at 4:45 to give me an hour to put everything together and 10 minutes to get dressed. That was my plan. This damn Uber driver, it says your Uber driver has arrived. So I start calling him. He won't answer. I call again. He won't answer. I call again. He won't answer. Finally, he answers. I said, I'm outside. I can't find your car. Where are you? It was in front of the convention center. And he goes, oh, no, I'm here. And I said, well, I can't find your car. Where is it? He hangs up on me and leaves. And then I get a $6 cancellation fee with one of those things that says, canceled your trip, so therefore we're charging you $6 and we'll get you another car when you order, whatever it says. I was so livid. So yesterday I tweeted out his name and his car number and everything to @Uber, and I didn't hear a word. Not a word. I'm going to go to Lyft. I'm going to change over to Lyft.
I use Lyft.
You do? I'm going to change to Lyft. And the only reason I don't use Lyft is because I don't have the app on the phone, and God forbid I had to know my password to put an app on the phone. I mean, what would we do then? But anyway, so we go to the Donna Shalala event. We had 85-something people there. I don't know how much money came in. We need to find out. I have no idea how much money came in, but the house was so packed, had the air conditioner setting on 65, and it wasn't crispy cold. And, I mean, we had the former governor of Florida came, Governor Graham and Kathy Rundle from the state, the U.S. Attorney's Office came. I mean, we had some high-profile people that showed up. I was shocked. I was like, oh, my God, how important is this event? Here I'm in my jeans and my damn T-shirt running in from the jewelry show, half crazy. And then we had put out the food. Cafe Abracci put out the food, and then Jason added some food, and then we had the bar, and then we had the liquor, and then we had the this and the that and the other. And then she spoke for a few minutes, and then, you know, I think Roy introduced her. I just let them do what they want to do. I just put on the party, go talk, do your thing. But she was an amazing candidate, Donna Shalala. I mean, the former dean of University of Miami, worked for the Clinton White House. She's quite an accomplished woman. So you guys need to vote for Donna Shalala if you're in Florida, because she's really a very accomplished. She's a very centrist person. She's not really left, but she's definitely not a Republican, but she's very moderate, pragmatic, centrist person, which is really what we need running government. Everybody's got a compromise.
Yes.
You can't have it the Bernie Sanders way, and you can't have it the Mitch McConnell way. Everybody's got to come to the center and work together. Speaking of Trump telling everybody, oh, you know, if you beat him up, I'll pay your doctor's bills and I'll pay your legal bills and all this. So what's happening now? The enemy is the state of the, you know, the press is the enemy. So here the press gets slaughtered and cut up. And now today they got 3 or 4 bombs going around to all these Democratic operatives like Clinton and Soros and Obama. I mean, you've got to stop this rhetoric. He needs to shut up about it.
Did you see?
That's dangerous.
Right before we went on, they evacuated the CNN headquarters. headquarters in New York.
Yeah.
There was an explosive package found there.
Yeah, because Trump's running around telling everybody the press is the enemy, and all these dumb people that are so dumbed down running around like, oh, anything you say goes, are now going out and taking literally action. And everybody said if he keeps talking about the press like this, someone's going to get killed. Khashoggi gets killed. Then he says if you keep talking about the Democrats being the enemy, people are going to get hurt. Now here come all the bomb scares and the press scares. So, I mean, shut up about it. Just shut up. Let's get to normal. Let's get to normal. We'll talk about politics at the end of this show if you're interested.
You have a lot of comments coming in.
Okay, let's hear them.
People are saying hello.
Hello.
You look beautiful today.
Oh, fab. Do I? Wait, hold on.
Chess Wilson says, your podcast is literally the best.
Oh, it is? Well, I need you to tell everyone because I need more listeners. Let me see. Do I look beautiful?
Margaret Silikoff says, I am laughing my ass off at you and Ronnie. That was fabulous.
Oh,
fun.
God. He is so funny. He is really funny.
Christina Jimenez says, hi, Leah. Jesse DeFritas says hello, everyone.
Hi.
And Stephen Livings from Doosan, Louisiana, says you look great.
Oh, thank you.
We also had some people commenting about the police situation that you had brought up there.
So do they agree with me or disagree with me?
Yes, they were saying thank you. That was a really awesome story. And they said there are bad in every...
profession.
Rosalinda Renendez says there's bad in every profession. When bad cops are found out, it's so much more shocking because of the background associated with black people in our country. They are already persecuted just for who they are, and now their power is being is taken by someone who should be protecting us all. That's so true.
I'm going to tell you, honestly, I call it the way it is. When Bill Clinton screwed up in the White House, I was the first one to say he should never have done that. If a cop does something wrong, I'm going to say that was wrong. If they do great things, I'm going to say it's great things. It's really a matter of common sense and logic. And for people to get all offended because I point out the facts, the truth, and the obvious, I don't understand. Maybe I should have complimented the ones that did good things too. But I mean, it's a short radio show, and you know, Jeff never takes a breath of air, so it's hard to get a word in. So I had to get a sound bite in. Oh, okay. So,
people, let's see. Raquel Glitch says she needs to keep a blinged out mirror on her desk. And
I can order these for you if you want one. They're like $120, though, huh?
A lot of people love the painting.
Yeah, and they love
Oh, Brito. 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 Okay, meanwhile, Wanda at Roy's office. Oh, my God. Does anybody know anybody that's a member of a Jeep club? Well, Wanda's a member of a Jeep club. I've never heard of a Jeep club. So they had 100-something Jeeps drive from here up to the hurricane up in northern Florida. And they were asking for people to give, you know, whatever. They had a list of soap and shampoo and toothbrushes and toothpastes and paper towels and wet ones and mosquito spray and all these things. So I, of course, put together 20 bags. I put as much stuff. I went and got Heidi to go to the dollar store. We just bought out the store. And we bought like 1,000 bottles, you know, of soap, because 3 in a package, you know, so you get a lot. And Wanda drove it up there with 100 Jeeps and took it to these poor people that have lost everything. It breaks my heart. So I want all of you to know, if you want to donate to the hurricane victims in South Florida, if you email us at hello@leahblack.com, and we will give you an address, whatever you ship to us to send there, we will get delivered for free, whether it's through Global Empowerment, Michael Capone, or whether Wanda and the Jeep Club go again, or whether I have to pay the freight. But if you want to donate anything, but you know, we're happy to get it up there for you. So I wanted to pass that out to you guys.
Right. They're really in need up there. It's really...
They have nothing. Nothing. Breaks my heart.
99% of the structures
kills me.
Were destroyed.
And by the way, those poor people in that caravan, the United States is here and Honduras is down here. Trump acts like they were knocking on the door. Yeah. They're like 3,000 miles away or something. I don't know. They're a long way away. Anyway, we'll get it delivered. And so that's that. And I told you about that. Oh, the lottery ticket. Well, I didn't win it. If I would have won it, I'd have given everybody that I like $1 million at least. I really would have. I have a whole list of people that I like to give money to. I would have given a bunch of people $1 million if I would have won. It was $1.6 billion. Apparently, somebody from South Carolina won it. They probably won't even know what to do with it. They'll probably go to Target and buy out the store. I mean, they should have just sent it to me. But anyway, ask me anything. James says, oh, you should read these before You read them out loud, but I never do because I don't care. Let's see. At KL Curdy, I don't, you know, I just can't. How do you and Ronnie from Watch, how do we can become friends? Because Sarah initially introduced us, and then when I went to LA, you know, no one ever believes me. I told Amy, Amy Phillips came over while I was there. I forgot about her. And I did a little skit with her because she wants some photos for her new Instagram. She's got some Instagram page she's starting. She's a fake housewife from Dallas, and she's playing this role that she got kicked off the show, and she wanted pictures. So she came to my house. I looked like the maid. I looked worse than 10 housekeepers because I'm outside with the guys supervising them. Oh, my God. You didn't even know I was supervising. I had hard hats, bandanas, sombreros, and hair, and I was counting them. Where are the two sombreros? Where are the hard hats? Where are the this? Oh, you over there in the sombrero. You got the baseball cap. Get busy. How many people does it take to hold one pole while one person hammers? I was managing them like a puppeteer, but anyway. So she came over, and she said, so I made a little glass of wine, which I threw out just because it was 11 in the morning, and we took our picture, and so you have to watch her new Instagram thing, but anyway, so what was I saying? Okay, so how did Ronnie and I, so then I started introducing Ronnie to everybody I know, and then he started doing his own podcast, or maybe he was doing it before I knew him, I don't really know, watch what crappens, and we're just friends. Oh, I was going to say, everybody always say, oh, if I come to LA, I'm going to introduce you, invite you to my parties, and they're like, oh, we'll never hear from her again. I know, I always invite them. Amy was one of them. Ronnie was one of them. I always do. And then I meet them. What's the first thing you look for in a property investment at Silva, Silvano, Toronto? I look to see if I can, first of all, I think I can make almost anything look good. So for me, it's about if I can make it look good, if it's a good investment. And then if I want to use it, I use it. If I want to sell it, I sell it. When is RHOM coming back? The fat lady saying it's not. If you could pick one housewife from each franchise to go on a trip, who would it be? Well, let's think. Who are they? Okay, we have New Jersey. We have Beverly Hills. We have Atlanta.
We have Potomac.
I'd never go to that one. Okay.
And we have Dallas.
And we have one more, Orange County.
And we have Orange County.
Okay, in Orange County, I would take Kelly. I love Kelly.
She's just so
hilarious.
You know, she turned me. I mean, the first season, I did not care for her.
I love her.
I think
sorry.
She is like the best addition.
She is my most fun girl ever. In Beverly Hills, I'd take Renna. I love Renna. I love her.
Lisa.
And, in New York, I would take Sonia. I've always loved Sonia. In New Jersey, I'd have to think about it. Atlanta, I'd have to think about it. I don't watch Potomac or Dallas that much, so I couldn't say.
I like Margaret in Jersey. I think she's
I wouldn't take her. I'd probably take, well, one of the old girls, Kathy or Jacqueline. I loved them.
Jacqueline.
And I don't know. I liked that Ziggy. They got rid of her. I don't know. I'd take any of them, really. I would take any of them, really. Atlanta. I don't even know. Oh, maybe Atlanta. Maybe I think probably the most sane. Oh, a Phaedra. I wish Phaedra was. All my favorites are gone. What do I know about casting? What I love Phaedra. All my favorites are gone. Nothing against Margaret. She's barely. I mean, she's only been on there a year. I haven't really followed her, so I just have to go with people that I know. Okay. Then Gracie received grace given. Oh, Grace received grace given. What are your thoughts on Jenny and Jeff? My thoughts are that I like them both. I care for them both. I hope they both find their way, and that life is good for both of them. T. Biddle Barrows. Oh, hi, L.A. for Thanksgiving. That's pending, but if I do go, I would be there for the week, but I do have plans for Thanksgiving Day, but I always love to see T. Biddle Barrows, one of Sonia's good friends. Travy Keach, favorite Julie and Brandy moment. Oh, my God, I don't know. Well, maybe it was when they came here and performed. Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
We were laughing so hard. I love them at anything. They're just hilarious. They're funny. They're fun.
At the Pink Flamingo Awards like 2 years ago, they were so much hilarious.
They're so good on that stage. I mean, I have so many funny moments with them. I can't get enough of them. John P. Dean, do you regret being on it, and would I do it again? I don't regret being on it. Would I do it again? Oh, I think I've moved on. Nikki Lorraine, do you prefer living in LA or Miami? That's a good question. You know what? When I'm there, I prefer there. When I'm here, I prefer here. But I have a better social life and more friends there, believe it or not. And maybe because I'm the only person that speaks English in Miami, but and I'm kidding. But I probably have more friends there, but I probably have, more, I have a lot more roots here, and then RJ's friends are here, and Roy's office is here, and my office is here. Maybe I like it better there because I don't have as much responsibility when I'm there. But I love the restaurants there, too. I like the restaurants here, but I'm not willing to go over the causeway to go to them. I'm sorry. And the really good ones are on the causeway. It's just too much work. I can't. I can't. The traffic, the construction, the this,
it's
the that.
It's 40 minutes for a, like, 2-mile drive.
Because of the construction. Know, it's like horrible. That in L.A., too, but I live right in the middle of where all the good restaurants are, so it's not a big deal for me. How did I meet my husband? Oh, that's another long damn story. Well, I was a juror. He was a lawyer. And about 9 or 10 months later, I ran into him. We started talking. Okay. That was from Sand CRBV. And everybody said it wouldn't last. 24 years later. AMALONE76. Any inside info from Roy concerning indictments of the Trump crime family? Oh, my God. I wish I had the inside information. Oh, there wouldn't be any inside if I knew about it. I'd be blabbing it out. I do like your description, the Trump crime family. That's very accurate. You're in a very astute person. At MRBFMP, what's your favorite piece of jewelry? My next one. I love them all. I mean, every day it's a big fight. Who gets to go? Who gets to go today? Who gets to go? Now, today I wore a mostly all costume. I did wear this that RJ and Roy gave me, so I never take it off. I wore my Hermes that Barry Peel gave me because it goes with what I have on. I wore my Hermes necklace because I was already in silver because I had this watch on yesterday, white gold or whatever it is. And then I wore my other stuff. What did I wear? Oh, yeah, mostly I wore costume today. I just love all my jewelry. I just love it. Do I think flipping out will be canceled? You know what? Jeff doesn't do himself any favors. I think it'll be depending on the on the ratings. But truthfully, you know, if you cut Jeff off from his sarcasm and his, you know, all the antics, there's no show. So people that complain about, well, he said this and so that, that's the show.
Right.
So I don't think you can muzzle him. If you muzzle him, there's no show. So will it be, you know, I don't think the lawsuits help any, but I think the ratings apparently they go by 3 times and now it's a 10 o'clock time slot. So his ratings are apparently good. So I don't know. That's a good question. I don't, you know, I think Jeff is the type that if he can't be fully expressed, he's probably wouldn't want to do it anyway because he's not somebody that can hold back. He cannot hold back. I mean, no matter. I mean, I try to save him from himself all the time. Oh, Finn Dog Family. What do I do for my main business? Oh, I think I just trash talk. I don't know. I have the skincare and the cosmetics.
And actually, we have a question that just came in about your skincare.
Yeah, let's hear about
they
it.
Said they know it's a little early, but they were wondering if there was going to be a Black Friday sale on
Yeah, we should do one. We should do it. We have to think about something. We need to get something together. Thank you for reminding us. See how seriously we take everything? I've been selling this product since I was in my 20s. I have so many customers that love it and never will go anywhere else that continue to buy it because the results, you see results in 20 minutes with the mask. And you see results with the lotion and the serum, you feel the moisturization immediately. So once people try it, they stay on it. So I don't promote it that much. And you'd be shocked how many people that I've known for years don't even know I have the skincare. But we export a lot of it, you know, to Central America, South America, Europe, that. But you should just go to leahblack.com and buy it. By the way, if you see a price increase recently coming up, all of our existing customers will be grandfathered in under the old price because we're adding CBD to the line soon and we're going to have a price increase, but we're going to notify each of you, so you should all should order something and be one of the old customers before the new prices kick in, which is, and they're going to be pretty steep compared to what they are now. Now they're like, oh my God, now they're wholesale. We're selling at wholesale, waiting on our line, blah, blah, blah.
It's a good time to buy in.
And good time at C. Kenty Fingers, K-I-N-N-T-Y Fingers. Have you been spontaneous and positive convictions from day one, or are you... What? Have you been spontaneous and with positive convictions from day one, or are there choices? Well, I don't understand the question. Just call me a dumb blonde.
I didn't understand it either, but I think after I thought about it a little bit, that she meant like, have you always just been spontaneous?
Yes. No, I just jump in and then I figure it out. You know, Lucille Ball, like with just jumping in and digging herself in a hole and digging herself out, that would be me.
That's why you were a great housewife.
Oh, was I? Well, that would be debatable. At Jones Angel 52, do you still keep up with and visit the Queen of Versailles? Oh, I'll always keep up with the Queen of Versailles. I don't visit her that much, but she comes here from time to time and I always see her at different events. I love her because I find her fascinating to watch. I really do.
She actually just said
hello. Hi.
Your Instagram teaser earlier.
Oh, she did? Okay, well, I just love her. And I love her husband, too. All right, in news. This is hilarious. Canada's already running low on marijuana just a few days after being legal. They're already running out. They're already out of marijuana in Canada. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Let's see. I want to remind you guys to start buying biodegradable straws. We got to save the planet. Listen to this. I don't eat these drive-thrus very often, and I don't eat meat very often, but I was reading. I read so much, it's ridiculous. That's all I do. I like to just sit and read and absorb information. So these places, according to CBS News, were given an F for the antibiotics in their meat. 22 burger chains, including McDonald's, Burger King, and Five Guys, have so many antibiotics in the meat. Wendy's was given a D. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the only two that were given an A, you're not going to believe it, is BurgerFi, which I haven't heard of, and Shake Shack.
Wow.
So if you're going to eat, I mean, I'm aware of that kind of stuff myself. So I'm going to tell RJ, because once in a while he will eat a hamburger. That's it. You're not going to get those antibiotic ones. Did you know that Spain has overtaken Japan in life expectancy? The life expectancy in Spain is 85.8 years. Japan, 85.7 years. Singapore, 85.4 years. Switzerland, 85.2. And the U.S., down 40 on the list, 79.8. Since Trump came along, it's probably dropped another 10%. If you're a fan of Jim Carrey, and I am, and he posts his art, political artwork, his pencil drawings, they're really fabulous, all the time on his Instagram and on Twitter. He's having, next week in Los Angeles at the Macaron Gallery, he's having a week of his art showings. I wish I was there. I would go to that and buy something. I love him. I love his art. He's hilarious. Blah, blah, blah. It is amazing. He's very talented. Yeah. He's so good. I know. I wish I was in LA. I'd go.
And cars. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I would go if I was in LA. Now, listen to this. Why is it always United Airline? I swear to God, isn't it always United? Am I right? It's always United. Listen to this one. This plane takes off, I forget from where, on their way to Chattanooga, Tennessee. They had a change of planes at the gate, by the way. Halfway there, the pilot comes on and says, oh, we have to turn around and go back. The plane is too big to land. So they had to go back to the original place and get on smaller plane because that plane was too big to land at the Chattanooga, Tennessee airport. You'd think the pilots wouldn't know that before they took off? What is wrong with them? Oh, according to CNN, Colin Kaepernick wants to trademark his face. The former NFL player's company filed an application that indicates he wants to use his image on lampshades, cell phone cases, and clothing. He also wants to use the logo in conjunction with workshops and seminars in self-empowerment and awareness. In August, Kaepernick filed a trademark for the phrase, I'm with Cap. It's a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So remind me, this guy contacted me. He's got billions of dollars. He wants to do something for prison reform. I need to look into that. Maybe I'll hook him up with Colin here. Anyway, so here's his face that he wants to trademark. I mean, it's kind of we only got half of it. Is this the logo?
Well, I think that's the
Or did we cut off half the hair?
No, that's the face.
Oh, I don't know if that's the logo or if we accidentally cut off half the hair. So just to be sure. But anyway, I think it's fabulous. I love him. I don't know why in the hell somebody didn't sign him up to throw that damn football. He started that whole movement, take a knee, which what is wrong with that? Okay. Everyone's mad. Oh, these mobsters are having these riots the left-wing mob. Well, first of all, I believe it was the right-wing mob at all the Trump rallies that started all that physical violence. But let's set that aside. They're never happy. You protest with a sign, they're not happy. You protest with a chant, they're not happy. You protest by taking a knee, they're not happy. The only thing Republicans care is if you protest with putting a bomb in the mailbox, they're happy. I can't understand it. I can't. In other news, London. Oh, maybe we'll take a 30-second break, and then I'll go to London. Then I'll go across the pond.
Maybe just 5 seconds.
Oh, 5 seconds. And then I'll go across the pond.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, in London, a woman, I love this, from AZERBAIJAN, I don't even know how to say it, who spent £16 million, which is $20 million, $21 million, on jewelry, wine, and other goods at a luxury London department store, Harrods. Can you imagine going to Harrods and dropping $20 million? Over the course of a decade, has become the first target of a new British rule allowing officials to seize money from people who use suspected money and getting their wealth through corruption. Well, look for all that Trump stuff to come up. A court has ordered her to explain where she got the money and to buy, you know, and she also bought an £11.5 million, which is a $50 million London home close to Harrods, and a golf course outside the city worth £10 million or $14 million. Now she has to explain where she got that money, or they're going to seize it. So if you have any corrupt money, don't be spending it unless you want to buy Leah Black Cosmetics. And by the time they get to your skincare, by the time they find you, you will have already used it and it'll be gone.
Which product do you recommend and how much that you should use on your product?
If you're going to use the mask, you should use it once to twice a week. It takes 20 minutes to dry. It lifts, tones, firms, tightens, sloughs off the top cells, reduces the pore size, and it literally does lift and tone and firm. And you will see the results in 20 minutes. If you doubt it, put it on half your face first. It dries really, really hard. I mean, it dries hard. And where it bubbles, and you'll see some bubbling, is where your collagen's breaking down. If you want to lift, tone, firm, and tighten, or keep your skin like in shape like working out at the gym. And the results are cumulative. If you want to increase the moisturization, you should use the serum and then the moisturizer, which increases your moisturization 500% in 1 week. And, oh, my God, let's see. Well, let's not answer that. It's probably solicitation. Everyone's asking for something these days. And if you want, everybody should use a good wash and a good exfoliant to slough off those cells, but the guys really love that. Yeah. So you should buy now. Because I'm telling you, those prices are going to go up, but you're going to all be grandfathered in. Okay.
And make sure when they're using the mask, because sometimes I see people posting things online that they have to mix up to make sure the lumps are out of all of the...
Mix the gel and the powder to like a light... it says half and half, but use a little extra gel. It's like 60-40, but you mix it up until it's a light yogurt consistency and then paint it up in upward and outward strokes, and it tightens and lifts in the direction you put it on. So when you put it on your eyelids, put it straight up because it'll pull them straight up. You don't want to pull them out of here.
I mean, it even comes with its own brush, too. It
comes with its own little every kit. In royalty, Princess Eugenia, according to Town and Country, it was married. She wore the emerald Tiara by Bergeron on loan from the Queen, 93.7 carat emerald in the center right here. An emerald symbolizes balance and reflections. She had 800 guests. They dated for 7 years. They got engaged while in Nicaragua. And the dress that she wore was glow cut in the back to show the scar that she got when she was 14 years old from scoliosis surgery, thanking the people that contributed to her scoliosis surgery and her recovery, and bring awareness to people and saying, get it taken care of, don't be embarrassed by it. And I thought that was kind of nice. I still consider her one of those stepsisters on Cinderella, but anyway. And meanwhile, Megan's sister comes out again. I can't. So Megan is pregnant. Kate finished maternity leave. Remember I said, was she pregnant again? It was because there was all this buzz about she had finished her maternity leave. Well, the kid's almost a damn year old. I mean, what is a princess living in a castle with 17 handmaidens need a year off for maternity leave? I mean, okay, I guess. Maybe it's a British thing. I don't know. But anyway, so Megan's pregnant, and of course the sister has to jump on the bandwagon. That little, just can't with her. Oh, Megan's sister. She has to comment on the pregnancies. Hopefully we'll bring the whole family together. I wouldn't let them on the property. I'm sorry. I just can't. Don't they bother you? They just bother me. They mishandle themselves from day one.
Oh, my gosh. I saw the father this week, too, like, was selling another story.
It's just they're selling stories. They act like they were her best friends. They act like this. Oh, just go away. Prince William says he's not prepared to tell his children, that elephants, rhinos, and tigers will become extinct on our watch. And they are becoming extinct because of the idiots that are going over there and shooting and killing them. We're looking at you, Don Jr. Oh, anyway, I can't with that. I told you about that. Princess Diana's stepmother, Rain, R-A-I-N-E. Remember they used to call her Acid Rain, the people that didn't like her? She's been in the grave. You know that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess she ruffled some feathers along the way. I don't know. But it was her stepmother. I think maybe that Diana and the brother, I don't know. I met the brother. Did I tell you guys I ever met the brother at Althorp? Roy and I spoke to him for an hour. He wrote all these directions. He gave us a book. And we were like friends. He's, by the way, everybody says, well, Prince Harry doesn't look like Diana. Prince Harry looks exactly like Diana's brother. He really
yes,
does.
Yes, they do.
They look exactly alike. So, anyway, apparently she's been in that grave with no headstone for 2 years. They've got a wooden cross on there. So now, she was the child of the novelist Barbara Cartland, you know, which was a huge novelist. I loved her books. Okay, so she died, Acid Rain, at 87 years old, and she's got this small little cross on there, and this eldest son is trying to find out why the delay. Well, the sister said it was because they wanted something special, so they commissioned it a certain way, and that it takes a year for the earth to settle in. This is the excuse they're giving, for the earth to settle in before they put the headstone on there. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. 2 years. They need to get the damn headstone on there. Now, if I were her, I just would have said, give me a headstone that has a crown on it. I'm good. And then the queen had a big banquet, and finally Kate Middleton stepping it up. She wore a big tiara. She wore all these dropping pearls. She wore a big diamond bracelet. She wore a big pearl pin. Finally, she's stepping it up. I think it's because she wants to put dibs on that jewelry before Meghan does. But anyway.
That's some funny comments coming in. Rosalinda Renendez says, come on in and get your products on my entrepreneur reality show, America's Real Deal on Facebook Watch. She says, I know you don't need it, but more customers would be great.
We'll always like more customers. Nothing is too big or too small for us.
She also says, if that's the case, she needs 15 years of maternity leave then.
Me too. So go to hello@leahblack.com and email us what you want to do. We'll see if we can do it. In the Huffington Post, speaking of royalty, all hail the perfect attitude mental illness about Prince Harry is discussing his own experiences with seeking mental health support after his mother died. And he's saying it was one of the best decisions that he ever made. He gave a moving speech during a stop on his royal tour in Australia with his new wife, Meghan, and And he said, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous enough to seek help. You can't silently suffer. We're all in it together. And he said it was the best decision that he made, and you'll be amazed how your life will change for the better after you seek help. So God bless little Harry. Dinah would be so proud of them, those two boys.
I agree. I think she would.
In housewife news, do we have to? Okay, we will. Kenya Moore had a baby shower. Fabulous. New Jersey, Joe's being deported, and they sent Trump a letter asking for his stay of his deportation, and Trump said no. You see, he has no loyalty to you, Teresa, just because you were on The Apprentice. No, just because you voted for him, if you could have voted at the time before that problem. Nope.
On the Kenya Moore thing, did you have other details on that?
Not really. I just saw who was there. Okay. I mean, I saw who was there. Why? What are you thinking of? I mean, I read about it.
I saw a couple of articles that came out about it that said that her like registry was really super expensive, and nobody was RSVPing because of the price. Like, they were like, things were like $5,000.
Really?
Yeah, she went in a $10,000 crib and all this stuff.
Oh my God, who does she think she is? Well, the thing is, they should all chipped in and bought her something she really wanted, but most people don't do that.
No,
I mean,
please.
Oh my
twirl,
God.
Girl.
Twirl. Back to Orange County. Oh my God. So in the middle of the night last night, of course, I wasn't sleeping. I watched The Voice. I'm all wound up. And I turn on and watch under TiVo. Orange County. Did you guys watch it this week?
Yes, I did.
It was the wildest damn shit show I've ever seen. I've never seen so much drama and craziness in my life. I mean, Shannon literally had a breakdown on national television. She said she felt blindsided and everyone was picking on her and she had to take the mic off and she had to have 10 minutes to herself. And she was, I don't know if she was drinking too much or what. And then Tamara and her had it out. And then Tamara's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And apparently they think she's too needy and she can't get over this thing with her husband and blah, 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 blah. You know what? At a time like that, people just want to be hugged and loved and understood. They don't need to be schooled. So I'm Team Shannon. I'm always for the underdog. But, you know, I mean, she's had a rough time with that ex-husband of hers. Anyway, yeah. So Tamara hints that Emily won't be back. I like Emily. I hope she comes back. And Ronnie goes, who is Tamara to think that she always gets to pick who's going to be on the show?
I like the Gina girl.
I love her.
I do, too. I think she's hilarious.
So cute.
Last night, she was cracking me up. I was watching I guess I didn't get around to it till last night.
Yeah.
But she was, I love her, like, interviews.
She was stirring the pot, too, with Shannon.
Yeah.
She was really stirring it. She was really poking it. She was like, yeah, but this and that. Well, we all have problems too. Oh, but you know what? I'm getting a divorce too, but you're not the only one with problems. And Shannon's like, I don't have time for you. It was funny. I thought it was funny. According to RHONY, Real Housewives, Kelly Bensimone, the member formerly on the Housewives of New York, said that bad things are happening to Bethany Frankel due to karma. Kelly was the first to ask how it felt to be labeled as mentally unstable by Bethany. I think that, first of all, when you're a single parent and raising children on your own, to have someone on television show that's being paid to engage with you, for them to put that kind of a label on you, that's just a testament to her, said Kelly. I can't speak on her, but I can speak about myself. It was just not kosher. Kelly then insinuates that certain bad things have happened to Bethany as a result of her karma, although she doesn't specifically say what those bad things are. All bad things are happening to her in her life, a result of her making bad decisions and putting other people down, Kelly says. You don't put people down to put yourself up. You just put yourself up and bring the others with you, according to Kelly. She's since reached out to Bethany, who will not make amends, and she said, I've reached out many times. I've literally emailed her. I've talked with Andy about it. I've talked to the producers about it. I know you had some issues with me in the past. I'd like to reach out and see if we could clear the air and we could move forward. And Bethany never responded.
I'm sure she did. I think Andy weighed in on that last week.
He did?
Yeah, but I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it was, of course, pro Bethany.
You think? When they start playing the bodyguard.
Yeah, if I had the bodyguard at play.
The bodyguard song comes up. Ronnie always plays a bodyguard song because Randy always runs to Bethany's rescue. I think it's kind of funny.
That was one of the funniest sets I've ever seen in my life.
That was so funny.
Doing that recap of New York.
That was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, I guess it's downloaded somewhere. Beverly Hills, according to Tamara Tettles, LVP has not been filming with the girls for 6 weeks, and Lisa Rinna confirmed that. Apparently, Rinna says Vanderpump should own up to her mistakes and just show up to work, girl. Camille got married, and that's what's going on there. Yep, I guess they're having it.
I read something yesterday. She said, you know, if you sign a contract for a job, you have to show up for work.
Well, there's some truth to that. See, I know how Vanderpump is. She gets herself in a little tizzy, and then she doesn't like to deal with the conflict, so she just kind of disappears and hopes it'll go away. Those girls aren't having it anymore. They're like, nope, we're going to iron this out, and we're just going to make you look as bad as we can.
It's all back to that dog situation.
Well, this one is, but it's always... There's always more to the story, as one of my quotes say. Apparently, Dallas isn't going anywhere. They're going to keep it going, even though the ratings are bad. So James is a big Dallas fan. Of course, I'm from Texas, so I'm rooting for them. Yeehaw, cowgirls. Go vote for Beto. This is funny. I read this online. This is the most hilarious thing. So they had this cancer event in Kansas. Educating people on colon cancer. So they had a big inflatable colon. It was $4,000 colon, a huge inflatable colon. It looked just like the inside of a colon, and then you're supposed to walk through it to get to the event. And somebody...
What in the world? That's like the worst red carpet ever.
But it gets worse. Somebody stole it. What is anybody going to do with it? Oh, my God. All right. Let's go to positive news. Let's go to the Oscars. Okay. Apparently, there are other in contention, but these are the ones that are predicted to be nominated. But there were plenty others that could be. But these are just predictions. Okay. According to the Venice International Film Festival, the best original screenplay, The Favorite, Roma, Bean Book, Eighth Grade, and Private Life. I didn't see any of them. Best Supporting Actress, Regina King, Emma Stone for Rachel Weisz, Claire Foy for First Man, and Marina de Tarriva for Best Actress, Most Supporting Actress. Best Actress, Glenn Close from The Wife, Olivia Colman, The Favorite. We have to see The Favorite except for everything. Lady Gaga stars Born, Julia Roberts, Bennett's back. I hope she doesn't win. She's already got two, or one at least. I like people that haven't gotten one to get one. Yalita Aparicio, whatever.
If Gaga wins, then she is a member of the GOAT.
EGOT. Is she? She already has a Tony?
Yeah, if she gets...
And an Emmy and a Grammy?
She got the Emmy for American Horror Story. And I think
well, good for her. I like her. She's got a good heart. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born, Viggo Mortensen, Green Book, Lucas Hedges, Ben Is Back, Ryan Gosling, First Man, Hugh Jackman, The Front Runner. That's going to be difficult because I just love Bradley, I love Ryan, and I love Hugh. Mm.
There's been a lot of talk about the guy that's playing Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody. But
Rami Malek.
Yes,
but he's a major threat, they say.
But the reviews for the movie, they say he's great.
But the movie's not good.
The review is a trash.
See, that's a sad situation when you're so great in something, but the movie doesn't really get a lot of buzz because it wasn't so great.
I wanted that movie to be good too, but the reviews, like, they came out yesterday, and some of the titles were like "Another One Bites the Dust" and "Someone Give Me a Movie I Can Ruin."
Well, does Bradley Cooper already have an Oscar or not? I don't know if he does. Now, Ryan Gosling was nominated before, but he didn't get one for La La Land. And Hugh Jackman's been nominated, but I don't know if he has one. Well, anyway, we'll see. The Best Director, Front Runners. Alfonso Cuarón from Roma. Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born. Maybe he'll get for director, which he would rather have. Yes. And then someone else could. Right. That would be the way to go. Let Ryan get the one who was nominated for La La Land and really could and should have maybe won. It was close. And then Bradley gets the Best Director, which you know he'd much rather have the Best Director because that's like really. Spike Lee, Ryan Coogler, and Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite. Okay, let's see what else. I don't even know which one that was. So there you go. Well, all of you, I know you can't vote for the Oscars, but you can go out and vote, whether by mail, absentee ballot, or stand in line and vote on election day for everyone in the blue column called Blue Wave Democrats. Celebrity news. Keith Urban visited a hospital room with a little girl that had cancer and sang to her because she had tickets to go to his concert that night. She had terminal cancer and she was too sick to go. So he went to the hospital and sang to her. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
That's so sweet.
He's one of the assistant kind of coaches on The Voice this year. That was very sweet. You know, he has an alcohol problem, and I think it comes and goes. But people that have alcohol problem, well, that's pretty much... That's not alleged. I think that's pretty much a fact. But anyway, allegedly. But I think people that have alcohol problems are very sensitive people for the most part. And they use it because they can't handle the pain. So God bless him. By the way, Roseanne Barr, the Conners is doing much better without her. Oh, did you know that?
I heard the ratings were there, but...
I didn't know that.
That's what I just read. So there you go. Now, I do say... I don't think the penalty met the crime. She made a mistake. She did a stupid thing about Valerie Jarrett, and it was horrible and it was stupid. But should it be career ending? I don't necessarily think so, especially after all the stuff Trump gets away with. We've all lowered our standards because of that little, you know what. Hollywood Reporter is saying that Guillermo del Toro will direct his next movie. He's going to write, direct, and produce a new adaptation of Pinocchio, starring Donald Trump. That's who the character will be written on. A guy that can tell over 6,000 lies in 2 years. Selena Gomez suffered kidney-related emotional breakdown. Apparently, she was in the hospital twice in 2 weeks, and she had, because of it, she wanted to go to a psychiatric facility to work on her health. I mean, I worry about her. Poor thing. She's so young to be having all those health issues. Then you guys should go see First Man, A Star Is Born. And you've got, listen, Michael Moore, I don't know how you can find it, but you've got to go see Fahrenheit 11.9. It's so good. And I don't know if it's not out in the movies, you got to get it online or on demand. It's really great. Michael Moore, he really is a great storyteller. Then I saw this quote the other day on this T-shirt that said, I drink to make other people more interesting. And I was like, maybe I should start drinking because I'm thoroughly bored with everything and everybody. Oh, my God. And now I'm watching The Voice. I got to catch up on Better Call Saul. Do you guys want to hear my quote before I go on my political rant? My quote of the week. And I got a lot of comments apparently on it, according to you guys. It's hard to translate skank. And my friend Lisa Ann Walter, who's in Parent Trap, she's an actress, dancer in LA. I noticed she commented, when I tweeted her something, she commented back and she said, well, a picture tells 1,000 words.
Yes.
So it's hard to translate skank. Well, I know a few. Now let's just go to politics for a few minutes. So if you don't want to hear about it, then you really need it. So listen in. Khashoggi, tell me. Trump first says that it's a bunch of rogue people. Now he says, well, he's going to wait and see what Congress does. Well, because Congress is not in session, so he can buy a month of not doing anything about it. And he goes, I don't want to give up these billions and billions and billions of dollars of arms sales. Well, it turns out it's $14 billion, so he lied about that. And tell me how this is an accident that's gone bad. The guy shows up, and they have a chainsaw, okay? They have limos lined up there to and from the private airports. They have planes lined up to and from the airports. They have not produced the body yet. And a guy leaves wearing Khashoggi's clothes. So they had a body double there to leave the embassy so they could say he left the embassy. Then they have it on tape where a cleaning service that cleans up blood crime scenes goes in and cleans up. They repainted the entire inside of the embassy, and now it was an accident. And they have him screaming for 7 minutes while they're torturing him on the audio tape.
I read right before.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I read that they have discovered that the body was buried in the consul's private garden.
That's one story that I read, but there was another story that said they're not sure that was the body and they want the body turned over. So I guess they'll do forensics to find out.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know,
the body and.
Well, it could be another one. But it could be him. I don't know. But then, you know, I don't know. It's horrible. Okay, so now, meanwhile, he has two sons that are the crown prince and the king will not allow to leave Saudi Arabia. He drags the son in and makes him shake his hand on camera while he apologizes for the death of the father. Can you imagine? I wouldn't be able to handle
horrible.
That. I wouldn't be able to handle that. Is just adding insult to injury. These are horrible people. And by the way, they bailed out the 666 building. That's $1 billion for Jared Kushner. They bought a $400,000 yacht from Trump when he was going bankrupt. They bailed out one of the Trump buildings that was going bankrupt. And when they spend more money in 1 month at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., then the Trump Hotel makes 11 other months out of the year. So if you want to know why Trump doesn't want to have any repercussions, it's because of his personal business associations. It's nothing to do with $14 billion in arms sales. I can't with these people anymore. I just can't. Was there anything else I wanted to say about that? I don't know. I can't. I cried when I saw that. Can you imagine how horrible? How horrible? I just can't. The Huffington Post, Brooklyn-based, listen to this. There's a woman that calls herself a witch in Brooklyn, and she's going to put a hex on Kavanaugh. She's going to put a witch hex on him. Isn't that funny? I hope it works.
Santeria.
Yeah, Santeria. Somebody put Santeria hex on me once. Oh, my God, that little trap. Now, that's the definition of a skank right there. I'll let you just, I'll let you guys decide which one it was. A Florida man, according to the Orlando Sentinel, was accused of groping an airline passenger. And guess what his excuse was? He told the authorities, well, the president said that it's okay.
I know.
On the plane from Houston to Albuquerque. Can you believe that? I think that was Southwest. The woman said that she was sleeping and somebody pulled her blouse up and was feeling her off. And then the first time she kind of thought it was like maybe just accidentally touched her. And then it happened again. And then she reported him and they made him move the seat. But yeah, Trump says it's okay. So grab him by the pee. He also told reporters Trump Monday that the U.S. will increase its nuclear arsenal until other nations come to their senses, threatening an arms race days after he said we're going to withdraw from the Cold War treaty that was negotiated by Ronald Reagan, the big Republican hero. There is no Republican Party anymore. It's the party of Trump. These are a bunch of thugs running the country. So Ronald Reagan negotiates this thing, just like the Iran treaty, where none of us are going to increase the nuclear arms. Let's stop there and limit it to that. This guy, Trump, cancels it, and now he goes, we're just going to have to build up our nuclear arsenal till the rest of the world comes to their senses. Well, there are apparently 15,000 nuclear arsenals in the world, of which we own 50% of them. How many more do you need to be considered to consider yourself a big, strong man? I saw a bumper sticker on a car that said, fight for the truth, punch a journalist. That is what the Republican Party is up to. That's what they're saying. In the midst of Khashoggi, Trump goes out after that at a rally and goes, well, this guy, one of these guys running for office here, body slammed a press guy. Yay, now I know you're all going to vote for him. I can't anymore. Apparently, John Kelly almost got in a fist fight with Corey Lewandowski a few months ago, and the Secret Service had to break it up, according to Salon. So can you imagine that they're fighting like thugs in the White House, too? I mean, what has happened to the people's house? I just can't stand it anymore. Trump, by the way, 7 properties have dropped the Trump name. One on the Upper East Side, and the tenants were embarrassed and said it was shameful. They took his name down. Don't forget there was a man that died in a fire there because Trump was too cheap to build it up to code and have the fire in there?
Fire codes.
And no one ever, that just went under the bridge like nothing ever happened, you know? And the guy died in a fire because he didn't have a fire system in the building that he owned because he was too cheap.
Yeah, the Trump building is now suing the family.
Why are they suing the family? What did the family do wrong? He's the one that didn't have the code for damage to the building. That's just like a thug that he is. This guy dies, and he's suing them for damaging the building because he didn't want to spend the money to have be up to code with the fire extinguisher thing. I can't. People say they're angry about his business practices. Baja Mexico says that he took all the credit for creating this thing, and then as soon as they had one problem, they said they weren't the developer. Meanwhile, Toronto said that he has deceptive tactics and taking their name off. Panama City is taking their name off. Well, Panama City went bankrupt, but they've showed one video after the other of Ivanka literally lying to these investors. We've sold 90%. There's only 10% left. It's got this. It's got that. All of which were lies. It turned out they had only sold 14% at one time. And then when it went bankrupt, guess how much the Trump family made on it? $30 million. They just grabbed everybody's cash and ran out of Panama.
I think they did that here in Miami, too, with that Bentley on the beach. I think she was like one of the faces for that hotel.
That's what they just lie and use their name and make up stories and make up stuff. And if it goes under, they've grabbed their cash and gotten out.
Right.
Fort Lauderdale audit proved they had an audit that proved that she had lied about $70 million of sales. So basically, Ivanka's a big liar, too. You know, I'm just going to bring this up. You know, I made that comment, the little black guys. Okay, so there were several. This little guy, Philip Castile, was shot by a police officer. He was unarmed. And then the cop was found not guilty. Alan Sterling was shot when he was unarmed by two officers, and no charges ever came against the officers. Terrence Crutcher was shot by a white police officer, and they called him a bad dude, and they acquitted him of first-degree manslaughter, and he later resigned. I could go on with the list, and whatever happened, we never heard yet the story about the white cop that went into the little black guy's apartment and shot him because she went into the wrong apartment. Do you want to hear anything about that? I can't anymore. I can't.
Except that she got fired, and that was it.
She did get fired.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
She did. But
as we speak, we got three bombs going off today. And then I'm going to make one more. Oh, just like the thing. So here's the Republican stance, women. Get out and vote. This is okay. Listen to this. Where in the hell is this country headed? Ellie tweets. Punishing women with the death penalty would cut abortions, Idaho Republican candidate for lieutenant governor says. Oh, okay. So we're going to punish women with the death penalty to stop abortions. Well, that's great. We got to let the babies in the womb that are not a day old live, but we got to kill the women that have an abortion. This is a Republican mentality for you. Then Trump goes up last night and says that he's a nationalist, and he's proud of being a nationalist. Well, you know what a nationalist is? Nationalism is associated with Nazism and white nationalism. It was the root of Adolf Hitler's rise. It was built around his emphasis of extreme nationalism, the idea that the only way that Germany could be great again was to seize the opportunity of being superior to the German people and those across Europe. Can you believe it? I just can't anymore. And so then Trump, and then now they want to get rid of the health care, Social Security, Medicaid. You know what Trump's McConnell says? Well, it's disappointing, but it's not a Republican problem that we have a $779 billion deficit in 2018. It's the Democrats' problem. Really? You're running all elements of government right now, and it's our problem, the Democrats' problem, that you've ran up this $3 trillion deficit more in the last 2 years, and you're now going to want to cancel Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, or cut it way back in order to pay for this tax cut that you gave the rich. Now they come out and go, oh, we're going to give the middle class a 10% tax cut. We're working on it right now. Really, Congress isn't in session, and it's bullshit. It's a bait and switch, and it'll never happen. Then I saw this sign hanging out that I just loved on a poster. It's on a tree stump. It says, wanted, high-risk sex offender, Brett M. Kavanaugh. And it lists all his height, his weight, and all the things that he did. Oh, my God. Yeah, so there you go. By the way, I'm going to tell you about a few famous nationalists in history that Trump's now a nationalist. I'll tell you some nationalists. Napoleon, Adolf Hitler, Kim Il-sung, Benito Mussolini, Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, Mohammed bin Salman, Vladimir Putin. So they're cheering for him to be like one of these guys. That's what he wants to be. He wants to be a dictator, fascist, nationalist. Okay, so in the meantime, I did think it was kind of funny that Trump had the nerve to come out and call Stormy Daniels horse face. Do you believe it? He calls her horse face. How condescending is that? So anyway, I guess someone tweeted, well, he's mushroom dick and she's horse face. Oh, I guess we we should do forensic testing and find out if it's shaped like a mushroom, mushroom. Meanwhile,
no fungus among us.
Oh, we went over 5 minutes. It seems like we're always going an hour and 5 minutes anymore. Well, you know, I have to rant. All right, so we'll see you next Wednesday, right? And send in all your questions. You know, we're going to answer them. LeahBlack.com. Go online and order something, anything that you order, anything. Under LeahBlack.com, if you order it, you'll be grandfathered into the old prices, and the new prices are going to be up there because we're adding the CBD later, and so we're just adjusting everything now. Anything else going on?
Breaking news, it did contain an explosive device in the CNN building, they just said.
You see? Trump saying the press is the enemy, and so now these thugs that go to his rallies are going to go and take it, put it in their own, take it themselves upon themselves to take out the press. So they started with Khashoggi and that they lured in over there, and they were following to try to get him over there. They cut him up into pieces, and now they're going after the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Soroses, and now they're going after CNN news people.
It says more packages have been found. One was sent to CNN New York offices and contained an apparent explosive device and white powder. That's NBC reporting that right now.
There you go. So, you know, the world's going to come to an end. He wants to build up the nuclear arsenal. Get out and vote. And next...
Wait in line and bought a ticket for the lottery. If you can wait in line... For the lottery, you can wait in line to vote.
And you know what? Next week, give us your voting stories. You know, let us know next week.
And take like five people with you. Take young people.
Yeah, mostly those teenage, oh my God, these college kids. But take pictures and tweet me at Leah Black Miami. And also go on our hello@leahblack.com and give us your stories and ask some comments and tell us how your voting went and how long you waited in line. 1 year they were waiting in line here in Florida and I sent pieces over to everybody to keep from going home. All right, guys, we had fun and all. Wait, hold on. Here he is. Come here, little boy. Say goodbye, little boy. Say goodbye. We'll talk to you guys next week, little black. He's got a Facebook page too, or something.
Yeah,
Twitter.
Instagram.
Okay. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.